Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God says in the inspired reading from James that you just heard, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Literally, in the Greek, it reads as follows: strong is the prayer of a righteous man being made effective. Righteous man is dikaio, bringing with it all of the wonderful theology of forensic justification, salvation by and through Jesus Christ and his works alone. Now that word being made effective, energumena, and you might even hear energize from that, energumena, in the Greek is a present passive participle, bringing home the fact that it is God himself that makes our prayers effective. And so we might translate and amplify in this way: strong is the prayer of a man declared righteous in Jesus Christ, his prayer being made effective by God. Now, English translations have real difficulty with this verse of Scripture, especially with that word energumena, that effective word. Listen to the RSV. The prayer of a righteous man has great power in its effects. And listen to the NASB. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. And now for that great guardian of orthodoxy, the Phillips New Testament in modern English, we hear this: tremendous power is made available through a good man's earnest prayer. Perhaps the English translations have difficulty with this verse because the translators have difficulty with the theology of prayer itself. Do you have some difficulty understanding the theology of prayer? What about these statements from the Lutheran Confessions that stretch our understanding of prayer? From Apology 21 with the Invocation of the Saints. Quote, besides, we grant that angels pray for us. This is attested to by Zechariah 1:12, where the angel prays, O Lord of hosts, how long wilt thou have no mercy on Jerusalem? Or this additional citation from Apology 21. We also grant that the saints in heaven pray for the church in general, as they prayed for the church universal while they were on earth. Of course, taken from the book of Revelation and the picture of heavenly worship. Or how about Apology 24, the Mass, referring to the liturgy of Chrysostom? The Apology says this: the Greek canon also says much about an offering. This is what it says: and make us worthy to come to offer thee entreaties and supplications and bloodless sacrifices for all the people. Properly understood, this is not offensive. It even calls prayers bloodly sacrifices. Close quote. The truth is that man, being a fallen creature, a sinner, is often a poor theologian of prayer. What we fallen creatures most often want to do is to commit the sin of disconnecting prayer from the atoning work of Jesus Christ, his work in perfectly keeping the law, his work of dying on the cross, his continuing work today yet, as the forgiveness of sins is brought to us in holy word, holy water, and holy sacrament. It is indeed so tempting, is it not, to think of prayer as something that we do rather than what the Holy Spirit does in us as we live in Christ. We say, oh, if we can only get more people praying for our special need, perhaps God will be moved to respond. Or, oh, if we can only repeat our prayer enough times, perhaps God will get it. Or, oh, perhaps if we can only use just the right words in our prayers, God will hear us. Or perhaps if we can only conjure up the right feeling of faith in our hearts as we pray, perhaps our prayer will be effective. Or even, perhaps if we just say the word Father and address Him enough times as Father, perhaps that will do it. Or just in case, if that's enough, perhaps if we said, I just ask Father, I just ask Father. Needless to say, all of this is nothing but a false theology of prayer. In reality, prayer is the natural outgrowth, the first fruits of faith in the atoning works of Jesus Christ. Without His salvific work, there is no prayer. From baptism on, the believing heart of the Christian reflects back to God the wonders of His work in His Son. Prayer is the first good work designed by God to flow naturally from man's redeemed work, redeemed heart. No saving work of Christ, no atonement, no forgiveness of sins, no Holy Spirit, no faith, no prayer. But with Christ's work at the beginning of all of that, and with the Holy Spirit's continuing work, yes, prayer. The intrinsic connection between Christ's atoning work and prayer is nowhere else better brought out than in our text's reference to Elijah as this man declared just, a man of prayer. James tells us that Elijah prayed that it would not rain, and in fact that it did not rain for 3.5 years. He also tells us that he prayed again and that it rained. Now, there's a little problem with this. When we read 1 Kings 17 and 18, where the entire account of Elijah is recited, we find no explicit reference to Elijah praying before either of these statements. No, instead, Elijah simply declares to wicked King Ahab, "There shall not be rain or dew in these years." And then later, after the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the altar of sacrifice, he simply tells Ahab, "Go up, eat and drink, for there is sound of abundance and rain." No obvious words of prayer, as James suggests in our text. Just Isaiah speaking the word of the Lord. What has happened here? Is this why Luther has referred to James, at least on one occasion, as an epistle of straw? Meganoita! No! What happens here is that Elijah prefaces his remarks to Ahab with these important words: "As the Lord God of Israel lives." And not just once, but twice. "As the Lord God of Israel lives." As the Lord God of Israel lives. Words of prayer. Words pointing to the completed work of Jesus Christ, and especially to His resurrection from the dead. Words which flow naturally from Elijah's mouth as the result of the gift of faith in the completed, yet to come works of the Savior. Words that you and I utter verbally and in our lives as we live in our Lord Jesus and His atoning work. Words which are the preface and even the substance of all the thoughts and words of our hearts, flowing from our baptismal faith in Jesus Christ. Words which God has graciously put on our lips as He carries them up to Himself through His Son, as in the words of our confessions, bloodless sacrifices of praise. "Holy, holy, holy art Thou, Lord God of Sabaoth. Lord, have mercy upon us. Kyrie eleison." Yes, strong is the prayer of a man declared righteous, being made effective by the wonderful works of Jesus Christ. Strong were and are the works of Jesus Christ at Calvary and continuing now in word and sacrament. Thanks be to our Heavenly Father for those works. Thanks be to Him for Christ's continuing intercession on our behalf, offering the merits of those works to His Heavenly Father. Thanks be to God for the faith that He has planted in us and continues to nurture in us through word and sacrament, faith which overflows with words of prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.